Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, the homie Quinn, what's happening, fella?
What's good with you?
What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, man, chilling,
Chill, chill.
chilling. Look, literally, it's been so cold here, but man, I'm sick of this. And
Same here, snow
it's
last
supposed to
night.
snow again. See, it snowed last weekend, it's supposed to
Y'all
snow
supposed to get
again
it
this
all weekend, don't
weekend.
you, Mike?
Yeah, man. Crazy, bro. Crazy, man. Look, I'm sick of
That's
this.
the only thing I hesitate to say, moving to the East Coast and can't take it.
Nah, bro. I'm cool. I'm cool on that snow.
Yeah,
On
we dealt with that
everything.
enough.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all in Alaska, man. What are y'all talking about right now?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, we had enough.
I had enough. Look, we scarred. Scarred for life, bro. You know what I mean? For sure.
Yeah,
So look, man.
y'all be telling them stories all the time, and I'm like, when did y'all have time to do this when it was dark for 24 hours?
Hey, in the summertime, it was light for 24 hours.
Oh, and listen, it used to go down now.
Show.
On everything, man. So look, man. So last weekend NFL playoffs, right? I saw a lot of people saying it was the greatest weekend ever for that round and this that. I mean, it could be prisoner of the moment, could not be. I ain't gonna even, criticize. No, it was great. I don't know if it was the greatest. I don't know, but it was definitely up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what's y'all thoughts on that? Thoughts on some of the games? I mean, it was. Oh my gosh.
I didn't go back and do research to see if any other, weekend was like this, but I can't remember any other weekend being like every game being decided by a field goal. You know what I mean? Like it was just
Last
every
second
game, last
overtime.
second, down to the wire, teams going back and forth. Like that was a great weekend of football, bro. I don't think I ever seen anything like that.
Let me
Yeah,
ask y'all
that's
something real
crazy.
quick about one of those games and the matchup. So I heard a lot of people saying that Chiefs Bills matchup. I heard a lot of people saying after that game, this is the new Peyton versus Brady. And I still don't feel that way about Josh Allen. What y'all think?
Go ahead, Mike.
I'll say this. He showed me a lot. He balled, man. Now, whether it'll be that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but the focus he played with, just the how I mean, he just when Tyreek scored that one touchdown, I'm thinking, okay, they got it. But then I'm like, this Kansas City defense, and he was on, man. And then when he needed to make a play, he made it, whether it was with his legs or his arms. Now, consistency has been a thing for him. You know what I'm saying? I will say that. But man, if he continue to get better, because he has continued to get better, because his accuracy was way better this year. He had some bad games, which they all have bad games. Like I said, I don't know if I'll go to that yet, because they had some epic matchup, Brady and Manning, and we talking about two of the greatest to ever do it, one the greatest to ever do it. So I don't know if I could go to that yet. I have to see it some more, but it was a step in the right direction. I tell you that. That was
Yeah.
awesome, dog. He showed me a lot. We know what Mahomes has done, So the hype with that, I guess we can pretty much say it's real. But with Josh Allen, man, he showed me a lot, because to play that big in that game on the road, he showed me a lot, dog.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way it might feel because I haven't been a big Josh Allen fan all year. That's the reason I never really I can try to understand the hype. I just didn't buy into the hype. But he showed me, like Mike said, he showed me a lot. So you gotta have you have to come around at this point. You know what I mean? Because he did his thing. But in terms of like that Brady Peyton matchup, I would probably remove him and slide Joe Burrow into that slot.
I
I
can
can
see
see
that.
him being more of that than Josh Allen.
They gotta get a better offensive line around Burrow, though.
I see Josh Allen as more of a Steve McNair type.
Really? Oh yeah, with the legs. Yeah, I can see that.
Big strong quarterback that can pass, got the legs, and not the shifty leg, the run over you legs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's covered. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right. Steve McNair was about 3-4 inches.
Yeah. Josh Allen, a big dude, man. What is he, about 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, 6'5", 250, something like that.
That's what I'm saying. He about 250, bro, and he coming at you. Like Kevin said, that's a big he ain't Mike Vick and Lamar Jackson or Kyler.
He Cam Newton type running over you.
He's
solid, too. He's a solid 250.
He was throwing some darts, bro.
Yeah, he was.
That one he threw
to Davis, touchdown.
Davis caught all of them, but but that one went on the shorter field. It was a laser, bro. I mean, he was throwing, and then it was fourth down on that one play where he scrambled. Man, listen, he was balling. But I can feel that with Burrow, Kevin. I see where you're going with that. Burrow. Yeah,
I'd be so hesitant on these quarterbacks, bro. Like a lot of people, they'd be, oh, man, this guy. I'd be hesitant, you know what I'm saying, to, like, jump on him like that. Even Joe Burrow, I was a little skeptical about. But, I mean, you can't help but to come around on him. That's a bad man.
Well, no, I feel you, though, because we've done it ourselves. And throughout history, we've seen, like, hype, build up, and then they kind of plateau. You know what I mean? So, and at that position is always like, you're like, but then like you say, you know, the guy turned the corner, you got to give him that prop. So, and, like I said.
And with him, even more so, though, because his offensive line is bad. You know what I mean? It's a lot of guys out here that just, they're in a great situation. You know what I mean? But I mean, he's in a good situation as far as weapons. But in terms of protection, he just, that's a horrible offensive line. And he still get it done. So that puts even more faith in it for me.
To get sacked 9 times and throw for over 300 yards.
That's mental toughness, bro. That's toughness.
Because you got to keep getting back up and keep getting back up.
Yeah, like we talk about Bryce Young, you know, a lot, and rightfully so. But my God, 9 times?
Yeah, how can you not be gun shy after like the fourth time?
And we're talking about a pro defense, too, mm-hmm. right?
In a sense, because I heard somebody, I can't remember who it was, but I heard somebody say that played football, it was a quarterback. He said, when you get sacked, it's essentially a punt because those are hard to come back from in the NFL. And he was like, he got sacked 9 times and they still won.
Q, I was talking to, might have been Marcel, and I'm like, when you talk about a sack, you're losing no less than 5 yards?
No less than
that's, 5 yards. That's
if you step up in the pocket.
Exactly.
That's if you step up.
Most of the time, it's at least 10. Yeah.
Exactly. So you think about that. But we're talking about 9 times you lost at least 5. We're going to be generous and say you lost at least 5. 9 times. That's, That line is terrible. So
they're looking at second and third and 15, 16, like how many times?
Over.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
How many of those did they convert? I didn't even go back and look at that.
I don't know.
Because they converted a lot of those.
They converted a lot of them, but then it was so many of them.
I'm gonna get Quinn a little bit of props on this because Tannehill did help him out. No, I ain't gonna lie. Ryan Tannehill stalled some drives, man. God. Like
some.
Bruh.
And even before I saw that replay, when I was like, nah, y'all, that wasn't that bad. And then you was like, nah, Mike. He tried to throw that in between. And I looked at him like, yeah, y'all right. Yeah. Listen. So Tannehill did what I thought Garoppolo was going to do. Because Tannehill, if you ask me, he lost them that game.
Yeah, he did.
Because it's no way in the world you get 9 sacks, you hold the offense that explosive, because that offense is explosive, The line terrible, but the rest of it, like Kevin said, you got weapons everywhere. You hold that down. They didn't. What they score? One touchdown? Did they? Joe Mixon scored, right?
Yeah, one time. Rest was field goal.
What more can they do? You know what I'm saying? Your line gave you time. You know what I mean? You hit some plays down the field, but it was some crucial ones. Some crucial ones, including that last one that was picked off. That was huge.
I also think that I know Derrick Henry was back, but Foreman was a better running back in that game.
They probably should have given him a majority of the carry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't in football. So
exactly.
It was one time where I saw him getting ready to stick his stiff arm out, and he almost tripped over his own feet and yeah, almost fell. Normally, Derrick Henry, he get that stiff arm out there, and that's a 12-yard game.
Especially when you getting ready to load it up. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. So, the Foreman should have got more carries because he was actually in a groove too.
Yeah,
he was, and both of them are rhythm backs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You remember I was saying last week? I was saying Foreman is a really good NFL back. I mean, on the carries where he get 13 yards, Derrick Henry's probably gonna take it to the house. But at the same time, who don't want that 13 yard carry? You know what I mean?
Right. But it's like we was talking about Brian Robinson and Zeus White in comparison to James Cook.
Right.
They all three gonna have good NFL careers. But James Cook going to be more the Alvin Kamara type, whereas Zeus and B-Rob going to be more the Foreman type. You know what I'm saying? Good silent back. Might not stay anywhere no longer than 3 or 4 years, but you look up, they done played 10, 12 years in the league. You know what I'm saying? Voila. You know what I mean? Frank Gore was big boy. Went to Oregon.
LeGarrette
Blount. You know, guys like that. So – I think so that rhythm, I think Foreman was rolling. He had been rolling. You think about it now. He'd been running the ball since Derrick Henry went out. So, you know, but I mean, I can't criticize that too much because if I get back,
I was
it's just one
say
of them things.
You know I was saying? Just going to say, at the same time, you got the best pure runner in the NFL. I mean, back healthy 100%.
Right.
You got to put him out there.
Also, that when they had 3rd and 1 and they did what is it called? Not RPO. It's called
It's called the oh hell no. Get a oh hell no. Get a ball to oh Henry.
it was like an option. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if it was an option or a delay or what it was. I don't know.
Yeah, you run that first, and then you decide to give it to him on 4th and 1 when they know you're going to give it to him.
So if you're going to do that, if you're not going to give him on 3rd down, take a shot downfield.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Like, that was terrible.
If you did that with Josh Allen, I understand. Not with Ryan Tannehill.
But the thing is like, there's just so many plays in that game. Like, that last interception he threw. First of all, you can't throw that unless you're trying to fit that in there to A.J. Brown. And then in that situation, not even him. Throw it in
not
the dirt.
Not even him.
First girl was wide open underneath. You know what I mean? The running back, I think it was Hillman, was wide open. You know what I mean? The game is tied, bro. At worst, going to overtime.
Go to OT. Yeah,
like you can't make that play, bro. And that one in the red zone, I think Hilton. No, who was it? Who was it picked it off?
That
was Hilton, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Whoever it was. That one was just, oh my goodness, bro.
But see, those backbreaking. Turnovers in the red zone kill you. They kill you.
Those are supposed to be guaranteed points, at least 3.
Supposed to at least get 3. So, you know, when you look at stuff like that, but the only issue is this the playoffs, right? If that's regular season, you go back and look and say, okay, we did this. But it's time. You can't do nothing about it till next year. So, you know, plays like that, they kill you, man. And like you said, at the worst, go to overtime. My basketball coach used to tell us that all the time. Look, we got the ball. We're going at this time. We're going to get the last shot. Just don't turn the ball over. You know what I'm saying? We make the shot, we win. We make a shot, we win. We miss the shot, we go to OT. But do not turn the ball over. You turn the ball over, now you know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. So, yeah, nah, man. But I will say, shout out to Cincinnati for staying. Like y'all say, Joe Burrow, how mentally tough you got to be, man. 9 sacks, still throw for over 300 yards, still stay the course, make the plays you need to make. Boy, I tell you what, they get an offensive line, boy. Whoo, whoo, whoo. Because the defense solid. Cincinnati defense, it's been solid for like the past, man, for a while now. You know what I mean? And they lost Carlos Dunlap at that. That's crazy. But, you know, they get an O-line with those weapons. Woo.
Yeah.
They got some guys, man.
And all of them young, too.
All of them young. They got some boys. So, yeah, nah, that was a good one. All of them was good. What about we talked about them too. The Rams and Bucks. I tried to tell y'all that they was gonna do that, right?
Try to tell them what?
That the Rams was gonna win.
And again, could have went either way.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you. And you know what? It should have been worse. Because they had some turnovers in the red zone, too, that was terrible. The one with Cam Akers flipped on his head, and the other one when the center just snapped the ball. Matt ain't even – Matt doing all kinds of, you know what I'm saying, Omaha and all this here. He snapped the ball. The game should have been over. But shout out to Tom once again. I mean, ain't nothing he ain't seen, but just, boom, I get the ball back. You know what I'm saying? He did what he did. But that was a good game, though. You know what I'm saying? But I think the Bucs just had too many injuries to overcome.
Man, Cooper Kupp.
Oh, man, listen.
That's a bad man.
That's a bad boy.
I give Matt credit, too, for putting the ball in the money. But, man, Cooper Kupp is.
I mean, yeah, you know, man. He threw. But Coop, man, listen, man. Coop's serious, dog. When he caught it and he had them angles, it was nothing they could do. He just caught it and started running by Cass. Now, he ain't Tyreek fast, but he faster than I think they think.
He faster than they was giving him credit for.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. And by now, y'all ought to know this boy fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, he only got the triple crown.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. He said the triple crown. So people don't get that.
Like, dog, what the hell going on? Like, y'all, you know, but, yeah, he a bad boy, dog. He a bad, and Odell, man, Odell made some big catches in that game, too, man. He getting in sync, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for Matt, man, because both of them was in some situations for a long time.
I mean, yeah. I've been telling you for years, man, Matt Stafford getting in the right situation. He's going to show y'all what he can do. Matt Stafford has, to me, been one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the NFL for a long time.
Yeah, he was, you know, he wasn't in the greatest of situations, and it just never ended well, you know what I'm saying? But I'm happy for him, man. They played a great game, and the defense played good, too. Like I said, but when it's a situation like that, and you got Tom Brady on the other side – you always got a chance.
Yeah.
You might blow him out, but it ain't likely.
But that man happened a lot like that at what is it, 44 years old?
The man 44. You know, he led the league in yards and touchdown passes. Touchdown.
You know what's 44. Crazy, right? Mike, we had this conversation before. I always say it like, how can you call somebody who is not athletic the greatest football player of all time? Like, I was like, you can't do that. I can't call him the greatest player of all time. But then Shady McCoy said something that made me realize this, who played with him last year.
Right.
He said, I can call Tom the greatest football player of all time because of what he does to the entire team. He was like, he brings that, he changes the entire team's mentality. He was like, mm-hmm. He was like, everybody on that team believes that we can win now because we got 12.
Right.
When he said that, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Because we saw it. We saw him go to Tampa Bay and win a Super Bowl. Not a playoff game. He went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, I get it. I believe now that he's the greatest football player of all time.
Well, and the crazy, even crazier part about it is when he did it. Like, I'm done, really. He could have left. He had a career's worth of work done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, think about how hard it is for guys to switch systems, switch all of this stuff. And he then we come out here and go to the Super Bowl, dog.
Shady mentioned that, too. He said the reason why it took them so long to get right, he said, because Tom had 20 years in one system.
Yo.
He was like, when he over here yelling, lion, lion, you know what I mean? That means shift the line to the left. They call it something different. You know what I mean? And the rest of the offense don't know what he's talking about.
There's
a disconnect. You know what I mean? So
yeah, man. Yeah.
He's like, that's what took it so long. But he credited Bruce Arians and he credited Byron Leftwich for basically working with him with that. You know, Tom put in some of the stuff that he wanted. Leftwich put in some of the stuff he wanted, and Bruce put in some of the stuff he wanted. They came together and everything started clicking.
But how beautiful is that? The goal is winning.
That's common sense, bro. Why the goal is winning?
The goal is not for me to come down
Eagles
here and turn this.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not for me to come turn this to New England South.
That's true.
Byron Leftwich, like, it's not for me to try to recreate a guy who's been in the league for 20 years doing his thing. Bruce Arians, it's not. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to work together.
Yeah.
And they won the Super Bowl, dog. But like you say, it's common sense. It's common sense. But people, like you said, Q, everybody want to, oh, I did this. I did that. I did this. I did that. Okay. And then that's what you get. You had a lot of stats and you had a lot of this and you had a lot of this, but the team may have a lot of success. You know what I'm saying? So now, hey, but you know, man, it's amazing though. 44 years old, you led the league in passing yards and passing touchdown.
If he was 38 and did this, I'm like, yeah, man, at the end of his career, that's tough. But this man was 43 years old and did that.
But look, he came back this year 44 balled out.
And almost won. Almost made it to another NFC championship game.
It's crazy.
That's amazing, bro. So I just saw that he's saying his family gonna factor in whether he continue to play or not. But
yeah,
which is what most players, you know.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, ain't nobody gonna whatever he decide to do, but you know. I was listening to, I think it was Shannon Sharp, and he said, the weird thing about it is most players, when they older, it's like they forced out because they not playing well or you got injured. This dude just
led the league in passing, right?
And touchdown, dog. Like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. But, you know, like I said, whatever he decide to do, people going to, you know, I think, praise him for it. And they should. I mean, that's crazy, dog. That's crazy, you know.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, even if he decides to retire, he pull a breath off and come back in, like, week six with somebody.
Right.
I can see that because he bored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being Minnesota
tonight. Football is all he know.
Yeah.
Talking about he been checking out Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. He had the house getting on Giselle's nerves. And she's like, okay, just go play. Whatever. Just go play.
Yeah, just go play ball, man. Get out of here. You and your avocado ice cream. Go ahead on. Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny, man, listening to Shady McCoy and how much respect he had for Tom Brady. He said he never seen anybody like that dude, man. It reminds me of like listening to players talk about Kobe. That's exactly what it sounded like as far as like preparation and stuff like that.
I tell you what impressed me. I heard I didn't see that, but I heard other athletes in other sports talk about him and how he reached out to them.
Yeah.
I heard KD talking about that. He said he was, and it was funny because you thinking like this KD, right? But KD thinking this Tom. So yeah. I think it was when they won the Olympics this year. He's like, Tom Brady hit him up, and he was like kind of like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? And he talked about other guys told him when they accomplished stuff, like Tom Brady hit them up. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's dope though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you look at the success he's had, you know what I mean? Like, you don't hear people just running around saying, oh, Tom Brady this or Tom Brady that. They tell you he work hard. They tell you he want to win. He's yeah. driven. But it's all about the team.
Yeah.
And it's always he encompassed yeah. whatever players he out there encompassed to get it done. So, you know, man.
Yeah. That's why I said it was interesting listening to Shady, because he was saying how he was like, Tom is not what you think he is. He's like, for one, he's extremely humble. And he was like, he's not like this this like huge figure, this like boisterous and just giving his opinions and all. He was like, he's just a player. He was like, he told him one time, he was like, hey Tom, you should tell Coach to do this. And he was like, man, I'm just a player. He was like, that's how he see himself. He just see himself as a player, not as Tom Brady. Hey, I can dictate this, I can dictate that. You gonna do this and you gonna do that. He was like, he just go out there and play. Mm-hmm. But that's crazy.
Nah, man, look. If it was the end, nobody should judge off that game, or maybe you should, because you saw the greatness still. Yeah. But man, he got a lot to live up to the hype. You know what I mean? So shout out to Tom Brady, man. I got a lot of respect. I hated on that man for a long time, but
I did too.
You can't do nothing but respect it, dog. If you don't respect that, too. Then I don't.
What I've noticed in sports in general is sometimes you hate people. I won't say hate.
That's a strong word. We ain't saying it in the sense of like.
You dislike people in terms of like fandom. I was never a fan of Tom Brady. I was never a fan of Tim Duncan. LeBron James. I'm still not really a fan of LeBron James. It seems like at the end of their career, you learn to respect them a lot more. I did the same thing with Tim Duncan. I could not stand Tim Duncan. I probably disliked Tim Duncan more than any player in sports history. Him and Monty. But at the end of their careers, you start to respect just the greatness. You know what I mean? I did the
you
same thing with
to.
Tom.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people did that with Kobe Bryant. A lot of people did that with Dirk, with Tim Duncan, a lot of these guys you name it. Yeah. Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably gonna do that with LeBron, KD, Steph.
I'm one of those with LeBron.
A lot of guys. You know what I mean?
We don't want you, Kevin. You good?
Oh,
stand outside.
I'm never gonna be one of your bronze.
We don't want you.
See, and my issue is not even with LeBron. It's with y'all. It's with people like you. Y'all, you bronze sexuals. That's my issue. And you know what? You even worse. You even worse than these young people, Quinn. Because you know, you've seen other players in NBA history.
These little young kids,
I get it, because that's all they ever seen. You know, they can't imagine somebody being better than LeBron James. So I understand them.
They have a point.
But you should know better.
This guy. Kevin, I don't speak. I speak with my eyes, man.
You speak with your heart.
I speak with my eyes, man.
You speak with all heart.
I'm speaking with my eyes, man, not my heart.
If you invested, it's two things you'll never say anything bad about. That's Alabama and LeBron James.
Because there's nothing bad to say about him. What are you talking about?
That boy say there's nothing bad to say about him. Okay.
So for the basketball team right now, we can say all the bad stuff about them.
Next time.
So look, the last game that we're going to talk about is your boy, man. Your boy. Who is the antithesis of Tom? It's all about this guy. All about him. And he ain't do shit. What's up with that? What's up with your boy? Aaron bleeping Rodgers.
Y'all didn't see that coming. I saw that coming.
I went to sleep. So
I saw that coming.
I know, because he ain't respond to us, Q. He tried like he was asleep then.
I was, man.
Q, he tried like he was asleep, Q.
He wasn't. He watching too nervous.
Man, my wife watching the game. Well, she wasn't watching. She was just laying down. she can't stand football. And man, I went to sleep. I woke up asking her who won the game.
Ridiculous.
I ain't gonna lie. And I never do that.
Listen, ridiculous.
Check this out. All you missed was nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I went back and watched it though.
You didn't miss anything.
So I will say this. You know I wanted the Niners to win. I love the Niners. I wanted them to win, but I didn't think Garoppolo was going to act right. Right?
He didn't act right.
He didn't. You know what I'm saying? But what's up, man? I'm like my man. Well, got some splaining to do. Got some splaining to do. Hey, man, listen, man. Oh, check this out. I heard my boy Big Swaggle, Marcus Spears, say, and he summed it up perfect. Every year, it's a whole lot of hoopla and a whole lot of this, whole lot of that over Aaron Rodgers to get you a whole lot of nothing. Y'all remember that No Limit song back in the day? I got a whole lot of nothing, a whole lot. That's what he gave you. A whole lot of nothing, a whole lot of nothing. That's all he gave you.
Hey, man, they lost, bro. Like, you know you can't. We had a discussion last week, Mike.
So what I'm saying is he got all that butter and no bread. Huh?
I mean, it happened.
All that butter and no bread, man. That man ain't brought you nothing. Jimmy Garoppolo wins Sunday, he'd have been the most Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers.
That's true. Would you take him over Aaron Rodgers?
He beat him every time.
The 49ers beat the Packers.
Look, check this out. I take him against him.
We can do this.
Okay.
Can do this, and I know you don't believe that.
He hasn't beat the 49ers in the playoff. He 0-4. He lost to Colin Kaepernick twice, and he only lost to Jimmy Garoppolo twice. Colin Kaepernick's career was how many years? Six. And went to just as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers, went to just as many NFC championships. He didn't even make it to the NFC championship this year.
So Mike, the thing is, I know you don't believe what you're saying. You just, you really just, I get it. You're trying to make your point.
What we fighting for?
You're trying to make your point, and you have the upper hand right now because the guy that you hate lost. So I get it. But at the end of the day, good and well, you ain't finna take no Jimmy Garoppolo over Aaron Rodgers.
I think Mike is 100% correct here, though, Ken.
Nah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't take him over. Take him over Aaron Rodgers. I'd get Trey Lance.
Hey, you really gonna be in trouble.
See, look. So, check this out, man. I just wanna know, man. When he gonna go back to the promised land?
He might not ever go there. Probably won't.
Man, he's done.
I mean, everybody can't be Tom Brady and play until they 44 at that level.
I think he's gonna retire.
Like I told y'all, Eli won two. Eli 2-0. Peyton 2-2. Hey man, listen, man. Hey, Aaron Rodgers don't get it. So you can't throw me a touchdown pass at the crib? You got the best wide receiver in the league.
That's true.
You at the crib.
Look,
crib, homie.
I'm not here.
Why you defending Aaron Rodgers?
Because I like Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers, the player. As far as the person, I don't care about all that. Whatever.
Yeah, look, whatever. Okay, we're going to put the man to the side.
That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm doing.
So, look, I know y'all like Janet Jackson. Y'all remember that song, What Have You Done For Me Lately? what have you done for me lately?
Hey, I'm not here to defend that. I'm not here to defend that. They lost. I mean,
when the last time you sniffed at a Super Bowl?
Hey man, you can't win them all.
He won. Win one.
He got one.
So what's all the hoopla about? Every year.
Is that so all he is?
Yeah.
He's not a winner.
He's a regular season winner.
Yeah.
He won a Super Bowl. You can't say that.
He ain't none of that good Lowry's. He ain't regular season. He's just a regular little salt. He ain't none of that good Lowry's.
He won a Super Bowl. So now your greatness is measured by winning multiple championships, right?
I mean, damn, Kevin, you can
win one and be a great.
Listen, one of the things
that you always say, Kevin, is LeBron James go to the final and lose a lot. So I mean,
basketball is totally different from football. We can't do this now.
But Kevin,
at some point, if you supposed to be who they say you are, come on, dog.
I mean, I don't know what y'all want me to say. Like,
I want you to stop lying to yourself right now, Kevin.
About what? What am I lying?
That he's great.
He is great.
Is he great? At what?
At football. You mean at what?
Bruh, he's not winning.
He's won before.
Kevin.
Look, man, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. We all know that there's tears to this, bro.
We know Trent it's tears. And every year, Green Bay Packer fans have tears because they can't get to the damn Super Bowl.
But I'm saying, I'm not.
No. Real talk.
That he is Tom Brady. I've never said that.
We ain't even talking about Tom
Brady.
That's
what I'm saying. Y'all talking about him.
Be Peyton Manning. Be Joe Montana.
Maybe he's not. Those are great quarterbacks. I've never said anything other than Aaron Rodgers is a great talent.
Is he better than John Elway?
Hell no.
He's as good a talent as John Elway.
John Elway got two of them things back to bite.
Y'all talking about this winner. I've never made the case that he's a winner. The case that I make, I like his game. I like how he played.
But what does it get you? So he rushed.
It get me enjoyment. I don't know what it get him. I'm not talking about that.
They criticize Russ for not winning. They criticize Russell Westbrook for not winning. Criticize Allen Iverson for not winning. At least Allen Iverson got to the thing. Championship.
Basketball is different. I ain't criticized not one football player for not winning. No, I've never done that.
Bruh, he's had some plays. He had a chance right there. He had the ball to go seal the deal. He ain't get it done. And here come old Jimmy G out there.
Look, if y'all want to say he's not a winner, cool. I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing anything. Period. My point is, I'm a fan of his talent. That's my only thing. Like y'all trying to say that I don't know if y'all think I shouldn't like the dude or something because y'all hate him so much or what.
I ain't saying you shouldn't like him.
Is he's a great talent and I like watching him.
I'm starting to think he got that jackhammer syndrome.
What you mean?
But I'm starting to think when it's on the line. That booty hole gets so tight you can't put a pin in his ass with a jackhammer. That's what I'm starting to think. That's what old Mike Pace starting to think. Because when it comes down to it, that man ain't got it done. Now, we can say what we want to say. They blame the defense every year. Defense ain't give up a touch. Defense didn't give up not one touchdown Saturday night. Defense ain't give up not one touchdown Saturday night. Not a damn. They gave up two field goals. Special team scored a touchdown. This man can't even score a touchdown at the crib.
So look, come on now.
Running game. They always talk about his running game. He got studs in the backfield. One of them got hurt, I give you that. You still got old Aaron Jones back there who a beast. Man, you got the best wide receiver in the NFL, dog.
Y'all saying all this because y'all don't like this man. All I'm telling y'all is Aaron Rodgers is a great talent, and he has won a Super Bowl before. So he can get it done. He has gotten it done. Has he gotten it done to the level that y'all want him to or whatever? Maybe not.
We want to get done to the level that he's hyped. That's what we want to get done to.
That's
well, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Thank you. You hyping him right now, Ken.
Thank you. I'm hyping him.
Yeah, you hyping him right now.
How am I hyping him? All I'm saying is he's a great talent, and he's won a Super Bowl before.
And he has not got to the Super Bowl a lot of befores.
A lot of people like that.
They ain't hype like this dude, though.
They ain't hype like him. Like I said last week, if that's LeBron, if LeBron went to 29 finals in a row and never won, or was getting to the Eastern Conference Finals or Western Conference Finals, or getting to the semifinals and not getting it done, they would be on LeBron James' head.
This is why I don't even like this argument, because y'all know basketball is different than football in terms of judging it. Y'all know that.
Tomato, tomato. He supposed to be that guy.
So look, y'all dislike the dude, right? So y'all gonna try to use that to y'all advantage that he lost this week.
No.
Nah, that's what it is, bro.
I'm just trying to see if he's that guy.
I think so.
They made my boy justify he was the guy at UGA. Old Steady. Steady said, I got something for you. Come out here on the hardest team it is to beat in college football. We got to beat the Alabama Crimson Tide. Will Anderson looking at Steady like this here, like a bull and a champion to come get him.
No other quarterback who's only won one Super Bowl is going to get that kind of criticism.
Because they don't get that kind of hype.
Because people don't like him. That's the only reason.
No, it's the hype. It's the hype.
I ain't got nothing to do with no hype.
Kevin, if you that good, dog. If you that good, bro, come on now. Some of that fall on you, dog. A lot of that fall on you.
Maybe so. I'm just telling him he's a great talent. That's all I'm telling. And he has gotten it done before. Maybe not multiple times like y'all want him to, but he's gotten it done. So we can't say he ain't. And I just don't like the basketball analogy that y'all bringing up like that.
Why is that so bad, though, Kevin?
It's so bad because a basketball player can impact the game way more than a football player.
Than a quarterback?
Nope. Nobody impact football more than the QB, dog. We just sat here and talked about P. Holman and Josh Allen and Burrow and Q guy, Tannehill, and Brady and Matt. You said I got to give Matt credit because he put it on the money. All that. That man didn't do nothing.
So we just sat here and praised Josh Allen and praised Josh Allen and praised Tom Brady. Let's talk about how great they are and where they at. They at the house.
Oh, don't do that.
I can't do this, but y'all can make the football analogy and all of this. Come on,
Josh Allen is still on Infamil. Aaron Rodgers got dentures in football. Okay,
what about Tom Brady?
What about him? We ain't gonna do this with Tom. Tom put his team in position to win. When Tom left the field, the game was tied up, sir. Thanks to who?
That's my point. As great as he played, they still lost.
But when he left the field, the game was tied up.
That's my point. When he left the field, now he cannot impact the game anymore. He threw a touchdown. Yeah, and after that, he ain't got nothing else to do with what's going on.
When Aaron Rodgers left the field, the punt team came on.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm talking about the basketball versus football analogy. When Quinn asked me,
but it's a basketball team out there with LeBron too. You act like he out there by himself.
But he can impact the game
just as much as the quarterback can impact the game.
A quarterback can only impact the game when he's out there. Just like, okay, we always say, oh, when Jalen Hurts left the field his last game in Alabama, he was up. He was won. Same thing with Tom Brady. When he left the field, he was up. Now he's done. He can't impact the game no more after he drove his team into the end zone. After that, he's done. It's up to the other guys.
You know what my QB avenged? This is what he avenged.
That's fine. Whatever. I'll give you that.
That was my QB.
I'll give you an example of why I think football is different from basketball in terms of why I hate that analogy, right? So we just talked about Tom Brady leaving the field, being up. And I said, you know, he can't impact the game no more. He's done. You know what I mean? Like, he gotta rely on his defense. His defense and special teams. Okay. 1998. The Bulls are down 3 points. MJ, go get a bucket. Come back down on defense. Strip Karl Malone. Get the ball. Go get a bucket. That's mm-hmm. the kind of impact. That's why basketball is different from football, because you can okay. make an impact. He can put his imprint on that entire game.
And Aaron Rodgers had four quarters to put his impact on that entire game. And that last drive
matter. I'm not talking about Kevin. I'm not talking about
it. It's no game. Way you tell him. I'm telling you, but in that game.
Okay, fine. I give you.
You can't. You can't lose that game, dog.
Okay,
you
that's had, fine.
You was the number one seed.
The example you just gave was MJ putting points on the board, right? By making plays.
Exactly.
And exactly. him getting – no, you missed the second part. When he stripped Karl Malone, when he gets the ball back.
I understand that.
Himself.
He did. But look, when Aaron Rodgers got the ball back, they – all he had to do was score. And they win the game.
Okay, whatever. Y'all can have that. I'm talking about another subject. I'm talking about the football versus basketball analogy. What happens when y'all Bron sexuals call LeBron's block the greatest player of all time? He put his imprint on that game defensively.
But he
on
did
both
that.
End, both ends of the court. He did that.
But
that's
he,
why
he
basketball
did it.
Is different
but,
from football.
So, okay, if the only way you can put your imprint on the game is the only way you can do it, then damn it, do it. He didn't right. do it.
And that's the nature of the game, and that's why it's different to me.
So he's done nothing to deserve all hey, this hype.
Look, I'm gonna let y'all okay. have this. Y'all win. Cause I'm okay. I'm saying, bro, like it's no need for me to sit here and try to convince y'all what Aaron Rodgers is and what he ain't. You either like him or you don't.
He ain't that dude.
Okay, that's fine. If that's what Quinn okay. and Mike Pace believe, then that's fine. I'm
okay, so you need one drive to win it all. You want him?
I'll take Aaron Rodgers. It's guys I'll take over him, but I'll take him.
No. You want him or you want the field?
If the field got Tom Brady in it, hell yeah, I'll take Tom Brady.
Without Tom Brady.
Okay, if it's got Peyton Manning in it, yeah, I'll take Peyton Manning. Y'all act like I'm saying Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not saying that. I'm saying Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, and he's gotten it done before. Let's not act like this man is like Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing. He's gotten it done before. He ain't got it done multiple times, but he's done it before.
Listen, man, I'm just saying, I don't believe the hype.
That's fine.
Pat Mahomes done been the most Super Bowl than that man. No, that man ain't but about 25 years old.
Okay. Pat Mahomes is going to go down and be arguably the greatest quarterback of all time if he can continue to play where he's playing. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is the greatest of all time. Y'all are trying to argue a point that I'm not trying to argue.
Because that ain't even an argument.
It's
we
not.
We ain't playing with old Tom.
I never tried to argue that.
We ain't playing with old Tom name.
I never tried to argue that. I've always – when we had this discussion before, I put Aaron Rodgers in like a KG-type category. I'm not putting him in no Michael Jordan category. I'm not putting him in a LeBron category. Y'all be trying to act like I'm saying this man is just like the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's a great talent and he has a championship. Let's not act like he just failed and never got there.
Has he underachieved you, Kevin?
Has he underachieved?
That's a great question. That's a great question, Q.
Yes, he probably
and you heard
him. He probably should have won more Super Bowls. Okay, I'm fine with that. I still think he's a great talent. And it ain't like he ain't never got it done. But at the same time, since y'all want to use basketball, yeah, LeBron should have got more too. Q. since you want to bring that up, but we know damn well he should have more.
I won't disagree with you, but that still don't mean he's not the greatest player of all time.
It do. Means that wholeheartedly.
Because he
lost the dirt and Jason Terry.
Why did Michael Jordan win one then? Win more. He won six. Why he didn't win more since he's so great?
What you want a 40-year-old man to win a championship?
I'm just saying Michael Jordan is a better shoe seller than he is a basketball player. That's all I'm saying.
Man, you need to
not you.
You don't went too damn far. Let's change the subject.
And I seen the lightning coming up, but God spared your life. That's why.
I got it. Y'all got like a weird sound in your history.
Yeah, I got that too.
What it sound like?
That's you, Mike.
Sounds like a robot.
I'm a robot.
That's what it sound like?
Yeah. No, all of us do.
Let me switch my microphone.
Microphone check.
Hold on.
Can't believe you, Kevin.
Can't believe what?
Aaron Rodgers.
What about him? I'm not doing this no more. I'm done with this Aaron Rodgers conversation. Y'all be... I know that y'all like...
Speed dial.
I still hear it.
Say something, Mike. Can you hear us, Mike?
Yes,
say something.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, it's gone for me, Kevin. Can you hear it still?
No, it's straight. It's straight. Hey, man, let's move on. Let's get these other topics out of the way.
What y'all said when I was gone? I know y'all were talking noise.
That was all Kev, Mike.
We just said you needed your own tech support.
I know y'all was in there talking crazy, looking like a kid in play. Let's.
Oh man.
Oh, so yeah, we're gonna go to this weekend real quick, and then we'll move on. What it is? You know who I'm riding with now.
Well, I got every pick wrong last week, so I ain't. Y'all just go ahead.
Especially the Green Bay one.
Okay.
And I picked Green Bay, so I can't even talk crazy. I can't believe I picked
So you one. Believe in Aaron Rodgers, okay.
I can't believe I picked that buster. No, I don't believe in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Exactly.
I don't believe in Garoppolo again this week, so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, bro, no.
So this the thing. You know, I love the Niners, but this the thing. Kevin, you remember when you was like, you was like, man, Georgia gonna lose the SEC championship, but probably win the championship. Yeah. So when people would be like, well, it's hard to beat it. You can't beat the team twice. I ain't gonna say you can't, but they've beaten them twice. It's gonna be hard to beat the Rams a third time at home. Coming off of the two games that they've played, that Arizona game was almost flawless. This game, if you take away the turnovers, they probably blow Tampa Bay out. So they played well. They just had the turnovers. But the big thing about the turnovers, they weren't from Matthew Stafford throwing interceptions. It could be pick sixes.
Yeah, they were fumbles.
It was fumble right before the half. That ain't key. You got the ball back after the half.
Cooper Kupp fumble.
Right. So I feel like the way they've been playing, it's going to be tough to beat them at home. And Garoppolo, a lot of those passes that he was throwing like alley-oops, you play with Jalen Ramsey like that, them picks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. He not going to drop those. I don't know how those DBs from Green Bay, I understand why you're a DB, but you got to catch those. He was throwing some. I was like, bro, are you paid off?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he threw one so bad with like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Oh my
dude,
god!
Green Bay just dropped it.
That was
Y'all kind of made me want to go back to that topic. We was on, man. I ain't gonna do it.
I don't know if that was my boy East Stokes or not, but anyway.
But but no, man, like I just don't think that LA in a groove right now, man.
They are.
Like, when teams start clicking like this,
they tough.
And they tough to handle. You can see Super Bowl red. You can tell what their goal is.
With that much talent too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They rolling.
Yeah.
Give me Debo and the 49ers.
I don't think he can win like that no more, Q.
I don't watch the Sunday. Watch.
I don't think you can win big like that no more. I think you can get to the point they at. You know what I mean? But I don't think the running the ball, tough defense, low scoring game. I don't think you can win with that style anymore.
Unless you got steady. Man, you got your steady B. If you got your steady B.
Or a steady D, or, like he had.
Do what steady B gets ya.
Here we go.
Look, see, Andrew Jameson Williams get you that too. But
Hey, look.
Injured John Metchie.
Hey, look.
Injured starting cornerbacks.
Jameson Winston don't play defense, though. Uh-oh.
No, you can't use that. You can't use
Mike.
That.
Mike. Don't
no, I'm just talking. I'm talking about
Kevin Point now, Mike. You don't say.
I'm talking about AD. That JUCO corner y'all had back there.
Y'all use that against me. What? You can't use that.
Look. I believe in B Rice. B Rice he just like Aaron Rodgers. But mentally he Joe Burrow.
Nah, but look, Q, I don't think San Francisco is a nice story. You know what I mean? Shanahan's a good coach and all that, but nah.
They need Trey Lance to be about 3 years in.
Yeah. they need a dynamic QB.
I believe Trey Lance got an opportunity to be what Josh Allen is, but fast.
I was about to make that comparison. If they have a Josh Allen at quarterback, they can make up for those deficiencies and then play that style, then yeah.
My boy, I was talking to my boy Jaren. Shout out to Jaren on the phone yesterday. He made that. He was like, he think Trey Lance could be, you know what I mean, like Josh Allen, but a faster one. But I just, with Garoppolo, he's skimming, man. Now, I tell you, now he threw two in that first half that wasn't his fault. Kittle dropped the touchdown. I believe he would have scored. And Juwan Jennings, who's been playing super steady, he dropped one. And then Garoppolo went to Garoppolo and throwing the ball all behind folks and all over.
Debo is a horse, though. I'm going to give you that.
Let me tell you something about that man, though. Woo! That's a bad Debo man. He going Debo now.
So, Q, you got San Fran?
I got San Fran versus P-Homie.
Oh, yeah, you got to go.
And the home Mets, because that offensive line ain't going to get better in a week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
that's true. I think experience gonna win Kansas City that game.
I say, I ain't gonna lie. Now you know I'm riding with my boy at the Homestead, but Cincinnati scare me, man. Because
there's gonna be some points in that game.
Kansas City defense is so bad, and I don't know why they got good players. I don't never know why pro teams bad though, because they pros. So I don't know, but I'm saying.
He playing against better pros.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I don't never understand when it be like, I understand you're going to get got, right? Like, Cincinnati, Tennessee. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, like, bro, Davis looked like a Hall of Famer.
Jerry Rice.
And Diggs didn't even do much. Like, Davis was out there going, but – and now, don't get me wrong, Tyrann Mathieu, he's that good. He covered up a lot of holes, but I don't know if he'd have covered up all that. Don't get me wrong. He covered up a lot. He probably the reason they get what they get, a big reason. That dude, I don't understand it. Kevin, you've been saying that since he was at LSU. Like, bro, I don't even – it ain't like he's just this big, massive human being. He's just a ball player, bro.
You feel his presence, though.
Absolutely. So, of course, that hurt him, right? But Cincinnati scare me. I'm riding with P. Homer, but they scare me, man. Because like Kevin say, dog, they can hurt you in so many ways. Now, don't get me wrong, that line bad, but Man.
Yeah, but Joe gonna get you. He gonna get you a couple times.
What he threw for over 400 on him last time? Man. About 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
that's a bad man.
When they beat him, they scare me, dog. They scare me.
Man.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, you know.
I'm going with the Chiefs off experience alone, just because they've been there.
Cincinnati.
It would not surprise me if Cincinnati won that game.
They scare me, dog.
It's Joe Burrow's confidence, bro. Like I'm gonna tell you the reason why I used to be so skeptical about Joe Burrow, because I look at him, and I'm just like, I don't believe in this dude. Like just looking at him, I'm like, I don't believe in you, bro. Like you.
I know Brady, dudes who look Joe, like you. Joe Brady changed that dude life, man.
But it's like that, but
Joe Brady.
Yeah, but like you say, Kevin, you look at him and then 380 yards and three, four touchdowns later, you like, he didn't do that.
Yeah, and then he got that calmness about him.
He just chill, and he's so confident. He's so, right. But think about, though, the player of his elk. He was a three-star. He was fourth on the depth chart at Ohio State, got to LSU. He was like third, didn't play the greatest that first year. Insert Joe Brady, insert Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. What's the other fellow with Carolina? You got all these guys. You got Eli. You got Moss. And it's not like he don't have talent. You know what I mean? But it's something you talk about all the time, Kevin. People catering to that talent. Okay, what does he do well? You know what I'm saying? What does he – and he not immobile either. You know what I'm saying? Like
– and. He get his playmaker the ball. That's what I like. I can't stand teams who they worry about their scheme and all of this and that. He get Jamar Chase that ball. He get him that ball.
Yeah. So, you know, they scare me, but I'm riding with P homie. I'm going Rams. Man, I know all my Niner Nation probably like, boy, what is you talking about? But, I mean, I'm just saying.
Q, wasn't that your – that was your preseason pick, wasn't it?
What?
Then you picked the Rams. Who you picked? Rams and Chiefs?
That was me.
That was Mike. I didn't pick the Rams because I don't like the Rams. Because I don't have as much confidence in Stafford as y'all do.
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about Matt. So I'm gonna tell you why you're acting like that. See, now you just brought it up. Now see, he can't let stuff go.
Can't.
You know the last,
he went to the wrong school.
You know that was the last time they beat Alabama, don't? Matt hit old Mikey in the back of that end zone in Tuscaloosa.
Mikey Henderson, 2007.
That's the last time that they got him. See, he can't let go of shit. That was wrong with that boy. The whole grudges. I read my Daily Bread today, and it said, it talked about not holding grudges. Q, I'm going to send it to you. You need to read that Daily Bread. Because, see, you be holding grudges. That
I can't help it, man. I can't help it.
Then you seen how he did me the other night. Me and Kevin having a fun little jab session. Here he come. You said, Mike, they almost lost. I said, we don't do almost. Here he come. Yeah, you did it for 40 years. You did it. You know what I'm saying? He don't know how to just play. He don't know how to play right. And my mama used to, like my mama used to say, right. Y'all play right now. See, he don't know how to play right. And my mama used to say, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta play right or turn it off.
Yeah. Q gotta go be all mean and stuff like that. That's his problem. That's why he don't fool with old Matt. But don't you worry about Matt. You hear me? Don't worry about Matt. Matt gonna make. Hey.
So yeah, I got the Rams and KC in the Super Bowl.
This the one everybody wanted.
They probably mean neither one of them gonna make it since I picked.
Well, this the one everybody wanted a few years ago, when my man TG3 and Goff and all those, it was flying high. They made it. The Chiefs lost to that guy Tom Brady. They only scored one touchdown in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a dog did that. Q. Sony scored the touchdown. Thank you very much, sir. Look, man, it's tired and dogs all over the league. We know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? It's got some even united. You know what I'm saying? Make the world a better place. Q, you got to get that out your heart, man. You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Look, man, we ain't ate in 40 years. We starving. Ribs touching, man.
I know y'all need to go back to starving too.
finally got a little meal. He still want to eat. You know what I'm saying?
That's enough.
So, man, I got Rams, Chiefs this weekend. It should be good, though. Both of them should be good because the Niners got the Rams' number. I will say that. And they're going to play them tough, play them hard. It's a division game. It's going to be good. I'm with you, Kevin. I just think the experience of the Chiefs is going to get them. But like you said, Cincinnati.
Have they really beat the Rams 3 times in a row?
They done beat them like 6 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Something like that. They got their number. You know how some teams it just be like that. Well, y'all know that team which y'all got them little funky hats on for. They had my team number. So Steady came in there and got them right. Y'all don't want to give my boy Steady no credit.
I'm just saying, we had a
superior defense. Steady did throw 2 tubs in that game. Now, y'all don't act like Steady had 200 and some yard.
Hey, man, all I'm going to say on this, Steady was in a great situation.
He was. But guess what? You got to take advantage when you're in a great situation, baby. Some yo boy, Aaron Rodgers, can't do.
Steady did his best Greg McElroy impersonation.
He'll better than that. He did like Joe Flacco.
I'm ready to move on. Where we going? MLB or NBA?
Let's do MLB. 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 We know what time it is. They didn't let my man Barry in. They didn't let my man Raj in. They didn't let Kurt Schilling in. Seven Sosa is a few. But we know who Barry and Raj. Yeah. Right?
What about A-Rod, too?
That was some bull jive. He got like 10% or something? Yeah, Q, I'm glad you said that. That blew my mind. Yeah, right,
him too. You put him right in there with everybody because he's gonna be in the same position his last year up in a few years too. Because he's not gonna get close either like the others.
So I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna let y'all go. Right. So the guys they was like about the more what they tried to say with T.O. in the Football Hall of Fame or the NFL. It was like character or something like
some
that.
Kind of moral clause or something like that. Okay. Some stuff they made up.
Right. So I heard a guy and he said, so you telling me you could be, because we know it's a lot of guys with the moral thing, right? So the guy said, you can be immoral as long as you're cool with the media.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he brought up some guys, Ty Cobb and all these guys with these super checkered past, and he said they was good with the media. So long as you good with the media, you could be immoral and you could cheat.
Much. You can do and whatever you want to.
Because he brought up guys that cheated, that they knew back in the day, the guys was doing this, doing that, doing this. You know what I'm saying?
I give you this. The only guy that got in yesterday was in the same pool of that same Balco stuff that Barry Bonds was in, but he got in and they didn't because guess what? He's on Baseball Tonight and on the MLB Network.
He talked about that too, Q. So, you know, what's y'all view on it? I mean, I feel like Bonds and Clemens should be in. Bonds, real quick, for all the whole PD, whatever the hell they talk about. Just want people to know in Pittsburgh, he won 3 MVPs and was nominated for 5. Runner-up for 5 in Pittsburgh.
So look, Mike, I was going to bring that up. Because if I told you a dude had 2 MVPs, 3 Golden Gloves, won a Silver Slugger 3 times, it was an All-Star 2 times, Would you say he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
That all happened in Pittsburgh.
Oh, look.
Back when he was stealing bases and getting 40 steals a season.
And runner up five times, 40
and 50 steals in a season. One season had 33 home runs and 52 steals in a season. And you mean to tell me that you don't want to put this man in the Hall of Fame because he took some PEDs?
Knock it off. I
get it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're taking drugs, y'all saying he's cheating, whatever. But that doesn't change hand-eye coordination. It doesn't change preparation. You know, it doesn't change technique. None of that stuff. We all know what Barry Bonds is. But I think the greatest baseball player of all time, in my opinion. But for that man not to be in the Hall of Fame, it kind of made me understand where T.O. was coming from. Like, at this point, I don't need y'all to validate me and get in your little club, you know what I mean? Your little exclusive club, when obviously it's not about the talent.
Can't be.
It's about kissing y'all ass. It's about pleasing y'all.
On the baseball side.
Yeah.
Especially on that side, too.
It's a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whatever. I don't need y'all to validate me. Barry Bonds know what he is. And the same people who voted him out, they know what he is, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, whatever. If I was him, I wouldn't care about no Hall of Fame, bro.
Yeah.
That's my outlook on it.
Q?
Yeah, I think it's time. I thought it was funny before just because I don't like the dude, but even before I stopped liking him, I was a fan of him in Pittsburgh.
Such a hater.
I mean, I was a fan. I didn't like him with the Giants because, you just stop, man. It, just take one pill. Don't take the whole bottle.
He said take one pill.
Dude head grew five sizes.
That boy went from looking like Kenny Anderson to looking like Big Baby.
Oh, man.
Hitting the ball out there in the Pacific Ocean. We know what you're doing, man.
But for real though,
like, I think he should be in because, like you just said, like, his Pittsburgh numbers was crazy. He should have got in just off that alone. So, and then Clemens too. I don't even like how much really can PEDs help you when you're pitching? Like, location and I get it. It can help you with velocity, but location I don't know, man.
You
I think both of them should
be
in.
It helps you with longevity.
Longevity and stamina.
It helps you recover. I mean, that's what it is. What it does, it helps you recover. That's what steroids and performance enhancement drugs do. It helps you recover. Your body breaks down, and instead of you being able to come back in 5 days, you come back in 2 days or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what they do. So I get it. Technically, I guess it is cheating. But you know what? There's some other drugs out there that people use to do the same thing that's not on the banned list. And people take advantage of those too. You know what I'm saying? It might not be HGH, but there's other drugs that are pretty damn close that are on the list that people use. So
I'm just saying, like you said, we're going to act like Raj ain't been had that arm since he was six.
Exactly.
Let's cut it out. Them folks saw him at a very young age and was like, oh, they don't call him the Rocket for no reason, dog.
Yeah, he had that name before that.
Right. Like he went in Boston just striking people out in the late 80s.
You heard me. And he was, I'm talking about, man, come on, man. He been a fool with it. So, you know, I just feel like, dog, when it come down to it, when you look at it, man, like a guy told me this maybe 15 years ago. Yeah, probably about 15 years ago. I was living in Atlanta. This guy told me this, man. He said, dog, the two biggest stats in baseball, the people that own those won't be in the Hall of Fame. Hits and home runs. He said you won't see Barry Bonds or Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. And I was like, now this is like 15 years ago. And I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he put it to me like that, like when you think about that, like think about basketball, like points and rebounds or assists, whichever one you value more. Points, definitely. But just think about that. Like if Kareem wasn't in the Hall of Fame, or you know, or if you know LeBron passed on, like LeBron wasn't in the Hall of Fame, or you know what I mean.
You don't have Wilt in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like you know what I mean. So or like Bill Russell got all those rings and like not in the Hall of Fame.
Like Jerry Rice not being in the Hall of Fame.
Right. So that's what it's like. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand though. Like, when I don't know. I mean, it's crazy.
So let me ask you this. Like, they want to talk about these dudes doing steroids and HGH and all of that, but they you brought up Ty Cobb. They let Ty Cobb in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Cobb is a known asshole, a known racist.
A known racist, known.
Y'all let him in with no issues. You know what I'm saying? All these dudes back in the 60s.
First ballot.
That was doing drugs and cocaine and all that stuff.
Betting on the game before Pete Rose was doing it.
Right. Billy White Shoes John, not Billy White Shoes John. What's the dude play with the White Sox back in the day? The betting scandal.
They made a movie about them dudes and most of them dudes still in the Hall of Fame.
That's what I was about to ask. I was about to ask that.
I was going to say Billy White Shoes Johnson. Play with the Cowboys.
That was the Cowboys, Kevin.
y'all know who I'm talking about, though.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
You let all them dudes in, you know what I mean? But, you know, Barry Bonds can't get in because he took a cream.
Yeah. Yeah, knock it off.
Rub some cream on his arm.
Knock it off.
You know what I mean?
Come on, bro. Knock it off. You know what I mean? And it's sad. And this is my other thing. Like you said, when he hit it in the Pacific Ocean, y'all enjoyed that, though. People enjoyed that. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine how much money they made writing off of that? The same people that didn't vote him in.
So
writing,
that was
writing off that.
That's the thing, Q. Baseball, they saw it slipping. They saw where football and basketball was going. They needed that. They needed that excitement. Who wasn't, bruh? My mama knew what was going on with that home run situation. That year when every morning you woke up, this is before you get a Bleacher Report or something, you was going straight to SportsCenter to see, yo, how many he hit? Did he hit one? Did he hit two? Sammy Sosa, you know what I mean? Mark McGwire, Barry, all them.
And you know, go ahead, finish, Mike.
No. I'm just saying, everybody knew it. You saw it everywhere.
So I think that's kind of overblown, too, because I think that home run record has more to do with the balls and stuff that they were using than this whole steroid talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like them balls were, like, hot at the time. You know what I mean? Because if you look at Barry Bonds' career, he never hit 50 home runs in any other season. Like, I think 46 was his high.
Uh-huh.
And no other season did he hit more than 46, except for that one season where he hit 73. You know what I mean? Everybody went off that year. Everybody was hitting crazy home runs that year.
They were smacking them.
The thing is unique about Barry Bonds is, he was seeing a lot less hittable pitches than everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know, the man led the league in walks for like 10 straight years. Not 10 years in his career, he led the league in walks. He was only getting a couple opportunities a game. And what's crazy about it is when he got those opportunities, he hit that thing in the McCovey Cove.
Yeah, yeah.
No pitcher wanted to throw the ball across the plate and let Barry Bonds hit that thing. And he was so patient that he still waited till he got his pitch. And when he got it, he didn't miss it. That's the crazy part. The hardest thing to do in sports, hit a baseball. He only got one or two opportunities a game really to do it, and he crushed it when he got it.
He would crush them. I mean, he was absolutely crushing home runs, dog. Oh, my gosh. And you ain't going to let that man up in there. And if I was him, I'd have did like T.O. I ain't coming over there. I'm going to go to the high school or something.
Yeah, like I said, I was on T.O. bad about that. But then I think it makes sense. Like, I don't need validation from these dudes who didn't let me in on the first ballot. Wait a minute. What?
Well, see, it's second
to Jerry Rice only, and you don't let him in on the first ballot.
Man,
what are we doing? But see,
It's the epitome of a Hall of Famer.
It's the optic, though. And they say, well, look at what he did. He whatever, whatever. And so you look back and you say, when you hear somebody talk about it that walked in them shoes, you like, damn, like, you know what? You know what I mean? I respect it. You know what I'm saying? When you hear them talk about why and this and that, you're like, all right, man, I respect it, because how should I feel? The person that y'all say is the greatest receiver ever, that's the only person I'm behind, but everybody else better than me?
That's crazy, bro. And the thing about it is, for somebody like him who's never been in trouble off the field.
Never.
Like, y'all taking these dudes who's snorting cocaine and letting them get in the Hall of Fame on first ballot. These dudes getting in trouble with the law and all of this. That's okay. But you changed the rules for me because you didn't like how I act. You didn't like my touchdown celebration. You didn't like how I cussed my quarterback out because he should have threw me the damn ball and he didn't. You know what I mean?
But like, this the thing. Y'all ain't like me because y'all saw that.
Exactly.
Now, Jerry, my guy.
He did the same thing.
Jerry act a fool.
Yeah, did the same thing.
Quickly on Steve Young and Joe Montana.
Yeah. Offensive coordinator. Yeah. And I ain't,
same thing.
I ain't judging him. I ain't, hey, you know, but I'm just saying.
But think about it. If you're a superstar and you're at that level, shouldn't you be expected to do stuff like that?
I mean, you know, everybody, we human, we subject to error, bro. So yeah, I'm with you. Like, I ain't played sports on that level, and I done acted a fool by stuff. I'm on that level.
Especially at the wide receiver position. When you're so dependent on your quarterback and the ball should be coming and it's not. I heard Devin Hester and Brandon Marshall talking about that. Devin Hester was talking about not getting the ball thrown to him. And it's funny because Brandon Marshall even agreed that the ball should have been coming to him and it just wasn't. And there was no explanation as to why it wasn't. It just wasn't.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things where as a fan or a casual, you look here and say, "Your team, oh, they winning in it." But then you don't understand that this guy out here, like, dog, what you think he doing? You think he just out here? You think he just showing up to play? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I just, man, that whole thing, it made me so mad. And then when I saw the numbers that A-Rod got, I'm glad you brought that up, Q, because I was just like, that's ridiculous. And this the thing, though. This is something I always wanted to know about A-Rod. Why he got so much grief? Like,
for nothing.
For nothing.
He never, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the guy, but he don't seem like he
I'll that tell you
what. Hard to get along with or whatever.
I'll tell you what.
He always caught a lot of hell for, I don't know why.
What's the reason up? Is he played in the same era and played the same position as the most overrated baseball
player. Overrated
baseball
player of all time, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. But I don't, I just still don't understand.
Think about it though,
what one got to do with the other. Like, what did he do?
They're comparable.
Right. But Kevin, you would have thought A-Rod was around here slapping folks and cussing folks out and.
And it was the hype, too. You got to think, him coming out of high school, I think A-Rod was the number one player in the nation coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big deal coming out of high school. So that hype, that spotlight been there since the beginning.
And I understand, but with the hate, but I guess, you know, when they love you, hate you then, love you.
Yeah, same. The thing is, like, he came in playing with Ken Griffey. You know, mm-hmm. Hype is already there. You know what I mean? He's a young kid in town. Mm-hmm. He's flashy. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. just, it's one of those things. They either going to love you or hate you.
And then he was in, look at the markets, right? Seattle. And then he was in Texas.
New York.
Yeah. I think if he'd stayed in Texas and then go to New York, I don't think it would have been as bad. I think because he was up there with Jeter. And they was right there beside each other for 162 games per season. But it just made everybody look at him a little worse.
Jeter should have been the one to move.
But exactly. Jeter should have moved to third base, not him.
But this is my thing. This is my thing, though. Even in that, right? Derek Jeter don't seem like he the whatever type of guy. If he ain't saying nothing, why y'all say, you know what I mean? Like, they always hated on A-Rod. Like, A-Rod was a problem. As y'all just said, A-Rod moved. A-Rod switched the position. So why is he getting all this grief?
But at the same time, he liked that spotlight, too. He liked the glamour life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he do. He,
and that's, know, that's fine. But I just don't understand why they hated the dude.
Did people really hate him, though, when you think about it? Or was it just that he was in the spotlight? Was it hate or was it just attention?
I think it's a little bit of both.
I think it's a little bit of both, Kevin. Like, they used to really grill this dude, and it was just always something like, and it, I mean, like, whatever the dude did, they'd be like, I'm like,
it's going to be like that with certain people, especially, like, you know, number one overall pick type dude. Like, think about, like, Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin always got criticism. He always got, like, and that same type of energy, you know what I mean?
I believe I was the biggest Blake Griffin supporter. I hate it for people to bother that dude. He seemed like he's such a cool dude. Okay, he might not be the ball player y'all want him to be, but do what he
damn
do.
Damn good.
That's what I was finna say. But you do what he did then. You go do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you sitting here acting like, you know what I mean, you could do even a quarter of what this cat does. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Hey. But I get what you mean, man. I just always felt like A-Rod just called. And I tell you, another guy who seemed like they just be chilling, they, James Harden. He always catch a lot of, he don't bother nobody to go out and play basketball. I don't know, but I guess like you said though, Kevin,
some dude just gonna catch it, man, for no reason. Yeah. Some dude just gonna catch it. Yeah, nah. The media gotta have somebody to go after, right. So it's just some dudes that they just gonna pick
some
out.
They like, and some then, they don't.
Media scapegoats. It's like, and like, you know, it's like that with all of them.
Every sport,
tennis players, male and female boxing. Basketball, boxing. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're right. It's like that with entertainers and all of them. You know what I mean? But
let's talk a little basketball before we get up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think about that comeback the other night.
Insane. I don't know how you down 35 and come back. I don't know how you up 35 and allow them to come back. Crazy. Crazy.
Right.
I hate I missed it because I didn't think twice about that game once I saw the score flash up though. And I didn't see the score flash up there again until it had went final. And then I had to go do some digging.
Yeah, I did the same.
I didn't turn to it because Sarah said it was up 30. Then I saw they was down 8. So I said, turn to it. We turned to it. They cut it to 5. When I text y'all, whatever it was, and then Bill hit a 3, KCP hit a shot, I said, oh, it's over. We turned it, and then it came up there at 1. I said, hold on. Wait a minute. But, yeah, bro, and that's the second time they did that in like 2 or 3 weeks. They were down by 30 to or 25 to somebody else. Man, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah, and I just want to I know I said the same thing last week, but I just want to give a shout out to the Cleveland Cavaliers because I love seeing teams turn around like that. Them boys a problem, man. I ain't gonna lie, they a problem. I noticed something yesterday. I've never seen Giannis get matched up like this since he's been Giannis, like the Giannis that we know now. I've never seen anybody be able to play him the way that Mobley was playing him. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I mean, he unique though, right? Link, he can move, and that's what you need against that. You know what I mean? He not weak.
Yeah, he's like Giannis's size, maybe, you know, not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a great defensive player. So that gave Giannis issues.
So remember when you was talking about how well Blake played Giannis, right?
Yeah.
But right. Blake don't have that length. But Blake got the foot speed.
Yeah.
Blake got the strength, right?
Yeah.
But he don't have the length. So, you know what I mean? That's what you need against a guy like Giannis to be able to match up. You're never gonna shut him down.
Nah, you can't
just want to give him issues though. Make it tough to get that 30. Make it tough to get that 40. You know, 50, whatever you go for, 25. You want to make it tough. But you know, man. I want to touch on something else you said last week about that. I'm just happy they're giving the brother a fair opportunity.
Yeah, bigger staff.
And I'm glad he's making the best of it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad them guys playing. Man, Kevin Love had 25 last night.
Yeah.
You know, and you ain't beat Orlando. You beat Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
You handled it too.
Yeah, yeah. So, nah, shout out to them for sure. That's big time.
And them boys play defense, man. I mean, they got them two long athletic guys, Jared Allen and Mobley. You got Okoro defending, you know what I mean, on the perimeter. And he a dog out there.
Having Allen and Mobley is almost illegal.
It is, man. Like, you get nothing in that paint easy.
Nothing.
It's nothing easy.
And they're going to dominate the glass. Yeah, I like that. I like it. No doubt.
How far you think they can go? Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna go very far this year at all. Probably losing first round because they don't have no experience.
Yeah, but you know,
I just enjoy seeing a team coming from being picked to be the worst team in the NBA to they actually have the second most wins in the Eastern Conference.
And doing it like they balling, like they ain't fluke wins, and they beating quality teams, right? Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. And it's not like, oh, the East ain't got no teams. It's not like that no more. Like the East and West both have good basketball teams. So yeah, and
so. Let me ask y'all this.
What right?
So we said that, right? So we obviously know that Sexton probably won't be back with this team, right? So what piece do you get for him to that'll fit with them to make him even better next season?
Is he a free agent?
No, he's a restricted free agent.
Restricted free agent.
Well, they're gonna pick up his rookie option. They can pick up his rookie option this year. Actually, I don't know if they already did it.
And they already do that? I thought they did it already.
I thought they did.
No, well, see, here's the thing. They during the offseason, he never signed a contract. So at the end of this season, he'll be a restricted free agent.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because they missed the deadline to actually re-sign. So he'll be a restricted free agent at the end of this season. So any deal that he go out and make, they're going to be able to match it. But I don't think they will.
Because think they're just gonna let him go?
Yeah, or trade him because I don't think he fits in when what they're doing. Because
what they're doing,
as much as always say, y'all know I'm probably the biggest Colin Sexton fan it is, but him being out of there, Darius Garland to progress, and look at what they're doing. So it just don't fit.
Yeah,
unless they want to make him a bench player, which he would be a great sixth man for them, but I don't really think that's the role that he want, you know what I mean? So I would say try to trade for him, get a Caris LeVert type player that can get you buckets from that wing position. That I feel like that's what they need.
Well, I just want to shout out these young boys right here, right quick. LaMelo, Ant-Man, and Ja. Oh, man, listen, and Devin Booker too. Like, cut it up. Just stop already. Ant-Man got 440-point games before the age of 21. Only LeBron, KD, and Luka have done this.
Yeah, look at that company.
But look at the gap. LeBron, KD, okay, that's right there. You got all the way to Luka.
Yeah.
Yo, man. I mean, and then look at what LaMelo come out there and do last night. What is that? 39, 13, it's just ridiculous. And Jokic, man, stop. And Embiid too. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's a bad man.
Yeah, they going crazy, man.
That's a bad man. Hey, before we get out of here, Q, you still feel that way about your Bulls? You still feel that them boys can win a championship caliber?
First of all, I never said championship caliber.
Okay.
Never said championship caliber.
But you said chocolate. Well,
but you was bragging on them, though.
You said chocolate chip.
I said they could go deep into the playoffs. That's what I said.
what does that even mean? Does that mean conference final? Does that mean second round? What does that mean?
The way they're playing right now and the way I see it progressing, because they are kind of coming back to earth. I say, because I don't think they're going to be able to pick up the same fight that they was playing with. I still say second round. Before I was saying conference finals, but now I say second round.
I tell you, they are good. And watching DeMar and LaVine, I love to see that. And then Ndusu, Coby White. Caruso hurt, unfortunately. Ooh. He got hurt, unfortunately.
We got to talk about that. Maybe not today, but
yeah,
we got to talk about that.
I hate reckless basketball.
Because Q, you made the greatest point I think I've heard. But with that, but yeah, watching them, man, they gonna definitely. You better come to play. I'll say that in the playoffs, you better come to play them. DeRozan playing some of the best basketball of his career. LaVine looking good. Them young guards, they learning and looking good. They good. And we know Vucevic, but I they fun to watch. But I like watching them a lot. I like watching them a lot, man. Yeah, for sure. And, one more before we go, man. Young lady, Ayoka, I think, Lee, scored 61 the other day. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, she went crazy. And she was like, she missed like 5 shots. And she made all her free throws, 61. Yeah, it was tough. Yeah.
Y'all think men's college basketball ever go to 4 quarters?
I certainly hope.
Shit. I mean, shit done a long time ago.
They like the only ones, right?
Yeah, them and because international, they do 4 quarters still. I don't think it's any other place that do 2 halves, except for men's college basketball.
Yeah, it just stresses everything to me. And then I heard Coach Kaden at a round table one time say, if not, at least reset the fouls at 10 minutes. The team fouls. Like, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? And then
you
got to
go 20 whole minutes, dude.
And then it sets you up with a greater chance to foul out. A really good player get 2 fouls at the 17-minute mark. He can't play to the second half. Remember that happened?
You got to sit down for at least 12 minutes.
That happened to Greg Oden in the national championship against Florida. Yeah. I don't think they would have won, but still. You know, but, yeah, I don't with you. You know what I mean? I hope they change that, man. But, man. Oh. One more. Just rest in peace to Cole. Yesterday made 2 years, which is crazy. Man. Super insane. Rest in peace to the Mamba, my guy, man. But that's all I got, fellas.
That's it for me.
Look at Q. Oh, Bama ass Bama.
Mike called it. You know this a Braves hat, Mike. This ain't no Alabama hat.
You gonna cut it, Crimson. Look at your t-shirt. What kind of shirt that is you got on?
Jacksonville State.
Boy, you quick on your feet. Boy, you quick on your feet. That was a good one. Oh, that was excellent. My wife got her master's at that school.
Did she?
Yeah.
Mike, I'm gonna go ahead and move back to Alabama.
I can't do it.
We feel the same way, trust me.
I just can't. It's some good food now. It's gonna be good food now. For sure.
Yeah, you go there, eat, and come back home.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. I told y'all where I'm moving. I told y'all that I'm moving down there with old Tom. Another town for me and Aaron Murray. Me and Aaron Murray are gonna sit up and watch dog games all the time. Aaron live in the A. Yeah, but man, listen, y'all crazy. Well, fellas, it's a wrap for me, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Look, you look like Nick Saban, Q.
That's my uncle.
Oh, quick saving.
hey, hold on. Shout out to D'Amico Ryans, too.
For sure.
49. Shout out to him.
For sure.
Shout out to the Bears and the Vikings, too, for hiring black GMs yesterday, too.
On everything. Yeah. Keep going. They just gave my boy a job, too. Derry Mason.
Yeah.
He just got a DC job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. And shout out to the Pivot. For no reason. The Pivot is great.
Like it.
If y'all don't watch the Pivot, everybody out there, you need to go watch the Pivot. Listen at the Pivot, however you do your podcast.
Go, Go watch it because I'm about to in about 30 minutes myself.
I already done watched. My notification be on as soon as it pop up.
Listen, I love it. And Channing Crowder got to be the funniest dude in podcast. Oh my gosh, man. Y'all gotta watch it.
I was in that room an hour ahead of time the other day.
Bruh, them boys, and then it's not just, you know what I'm saying, we saying we like cause it's funny stuff, but they got a lot of great content, serious content, just insight. And if you love sports, you just love listening to them talk. And like I say, real life stuff. But it's great. The Pivot. Fred Taylor, Ryan Clark, and Channing Crowder. Y'all check them out. For real though. Shout out to the Pivot. That them boys they great. And shout out to us. Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you're listening on however you listen, keep listening. If you don't, then hey, we still love you. But it was another episode, and we'll be back to check y'all out next week. Y'all check us out. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Take it easy.